Good morning. Come to Sirius Nefesh. I was told last night there's a war zone in Passaic. Didn't know what that meant. Driving down the streets, every single block, another tree or limbs of trees scattered all over the place. All right, Kvaldik, Schus Harabim, to come with Sirius Nefesh. Have a stick of a dilemma. A few weeks ago, when I was asked to speak here today, I was told that Mir Tashem Dis Chabura, he's going to be learning Hilchas Tzedakah this coming Zman. Give an overview, take a topic, a Geshmak, a topic in Tzedakah. I hope the Olam through the learning the Halakas. Baruch Hashem, there are many, many Geshmak, topics, thinking which ones to take, even mention to the person who asked me, maybe I should do that. All right, it was percolating. Thursday afternoon, this past week, a couple days ago, I get an email that has the sign of the topic of what's supposed to be today in this symposium. Big letters, L'ma Nechtal Moishik Yadeinu. Apparently the Machon, who scheduled this event, was not in contact with the person who asked me to speak. Just to explain to the Olam what Oishik is and what Tzedakah is. Oishik means that when I have something of yours that I shouldn't have, I steal something from you, I'm your employer. These are the two classic examples, either gzeila or schar poyalim. I withhold your wages. So that's oishik. I'm withholding something that's yours. Tzedakah is punktvaket. Tzedakah, the money's mine, and I'm supposed to have a chiv to give you money. It's a netzina to give, not you, but aniyah money. That's tzedakah. It's mamish the extreme hafuch from the Indian of oishik. So now here's Thursday afternoon. Very contemplating tzedakah. Now I'm supposed to speak on oishek. Oishek now is a broad spread across Kaisha Mishpat. Decided, you know what? I'll try to accomplish both. I will try to talk about a topic of tzedakah, but yet will fulfill the topic of oishek yedeinu. We'll develop it. It's going to take time to develop how the two really are one and the same. But to me, Yad Hashem, I think it's going to be enjoyable. We should start off. The Gemara in Tainis says, the Bevusta Gemara, Aser Tisaser, Aser Bishvil Shetisasher. Once you give Maisa, in order that he should become wealthy. Aser Bishvil Shetisasher. Everyone knows this Gemara. Oh, Gvaldik, Makbet very much to give 10% exactly. Today, yeah, I have this dream of becoming wealthy. Aser Bishvil Shetisasher. What's perhaps not so known is that's according to the Rishonim, that's not pshat in the Gemara. In fact, that's not even the wording of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's not aser b'shvil shetisasher, it's not give maaser in order to become wealthy, but rather aser give maaser b'shvil shetisaser. It's with a sin, in order that he should be able to be zeicher to give more maaser. It's not a matter of becoming wealthy. It's a matter of being zeicher to give greater forms of tzedakah. If I give $100 of tzedakah this year, I'll be zeicher next year to give $200 of tzedakah. If I give $100,000, next year I'll be able to give $200,000 worth of tzedakah. Aser b'shvil shetisaser. Give maaser in order that you should be zeicher to give even more maaser. Now, obviously, the implication is, if I'm going to be able to give next year $200,000 worth of maaser, so obviously the bottom line is, instead of earning $1 million, I'm earning $2 million. It's like a side fringe benefit that I'll become wealthy. But that's not the kavanah of the Gemara. The kavanah of the Gemara is, I said, b'shur shetisaser, you should be able to be zeicher to give more tzedakah, and then meila you'll be wealthy. There are going to be nafka minis and halacha because of this. I mean, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if a person gives ma'aser with the kavanah to become wealthy, that's not enough. That's not what the Gemara has to give ma'aser with the kavanah, they should be able to be zeicher to give more ma'aser. If he's not holding by giving more ma'aser in the future, if that's not his she'ifa's goal, then that's not a kiyum of aser tzedakah. That's not, you're not going to have a kiyum with that memra. In fact, in the Nesivos, there's a sefer on Chumash called Nachlas Yaakov. Nesivos in Parshas Re'eh, his Ma'ir, he says, you look around, he says, there are some people on Makbet to give Ma'isah, yet you don't see this bracha being Makuyim. You don't see them becoming fabulously wealthy. What happened? So the Nesivos, they're making a toyis. They're giving Ma'isah b'shvil shetisasher in order that they should become wealthy. It's a toyis. Their kavon is for themselves. They're not going to have a keem with a bracha. The kavon has to be aser b'shul shetes aser. You should be given ma'isa in order to be zeicha to give more ma'isa. Then they'll be zeicha to wealth. They'll be zeicha to give more ma'isa. Memela, they'll have a greater income. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Pisa nosen le'avyonim v'tzitkosa yimedes lad. Should be mafazim money to avyonim, to poor people. V'tzitkosa and your tzedaka yimedes lad will be everlasting. There's a shita mekabetzis in Ksubis tafnunim at Aleph who has a navu pshat in the pasuk. Pisa nosen le'avyonim. Should give money to avyonim. Tzitkosa yimedes lad. Because then you'll be zeich, if you give tzedakah properly, you'll be zeich, that forever you'll be able to be a giver of tzedakah. You'll be wealthy, and you'll always have the opportunity and the ability to give tzedakah. Means the kavan is the zechus of being able to give tzedakah in the future. That's tzedkasa yamed eslad. I'll go into this inyan of aser b'shor shetesasa, aser that you should become wealthy to be zeich, to give more tzedakah. What is the reason? We can understand the Amkas HaTorah, the Tamei HaTorah. What's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such a thing of Aser B'Shul Shetesasa, that we should become wealthy, we'd be able to be Zekah to give more tzedakah? Kipshutai, it's Pashat, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, you'll be Zekah to do another mitzvah. A person shakes a lulav, will be able to do more mitzvahs. A person gives tzedakah, will be Zekah to give more tzedakah in the future. However, if that would be the case, if it just means al tzmitzah gereris mitzah, then lav davki should be zeicha to wealth. He can give tzedakah today and be zeicha to put on tefillin tomorrow. He can be zeicha to learn tomorrow. What's that? Is the tzedakah being geir more tzedakah in the future? And I feel him to learn, you want to say it's mitzah gereris oisin mitzah, but mechates have to be wealthy. If I gave a $10 today, I'll be zeicha tomorrow to give another $10, and the next day another $10. But why is it that if I give $10 today, I'll be zeicha to give $20 tomorrow? Why does it have to be an increase of wealth? If it's tam mitzvah geres mitzvah, so one is going in the next, but why do it have to be increased? Why do you have to be zeicha to Aisha? There's a chayvus halvavis in Avedis Elokim, Perek Vav. The Chayvus HaVavis, which is really sort of the theme of the Chayvus HaVavis. Anyone knows met Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, an embodiment of walking Chayvus HaVavis. The Avodas HaAdam is Gebayt on Akaris HaTov. Akaris HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Tovus that He does for us from day in and day out. The Chayvus HaVavis has a Yisoy Gadol. He says if a person realizes how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mative to him, so that's mechayev him to do more avoda. If he thinks about it, and he says you have a chiv to think about all the type of that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us, because if we do that, then Mimeila will automatically feel more indebted, and will, like we should be, more indebted, and serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu better. And he says, he says, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the ball rolling, he starts being mative without any schusim that we have. But if we're makir toiv, and our avoda increases because of that, then in turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, oh, you're not in great. You taka makir toiv for the toivis that I give you, and you taka utilize those toivis, then I'll give you even more toivis. And then in turn, Zakta Chayvus HaVavis, you're supposed to be makir the greater toivis, in turn you're supposed to have a greater avoda. And he says, that's how the cycle goes. More and more and more. More hatava, more avoida. More hatava, more avoida. And that's how a person steigs and becomes matzliach. If a person is makir toiv, that the wealth belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was gifted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did him a toiva, that he has the ability to give tzedakah, and he has a karis toiv, and he's indebted to give tzedakah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me that talent for? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person smart, why do you give him that talent for? Obviously to utilize it in Avedis Hashem. Whatever talent a person has, he's supposed to use in Avedis Hashem. Parenthetically, there's a pasuk we all say every day, V'haftez Hashem alakech v'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol meyadecho. Chazal say v'chol meyadecho means me'id shocho, the mumin, should serve Hashem with your mamon, even sacrifice your mamon for avodas Hashem. I want to tie in a perhaps based on a different medrash, a different pshat. Kiyidua, the medrash says that Novus HaYisraeli, so Maisa, the Novus HaYisraeli had a plot of land, and Achav and Izevel, king and queen, schemed, set up false witnesses to be able to get that plot of land from him. He refused to sell it to them. So they set up a whole thing that is Mavarach as Hashem, Mavarach as HaMelech. He cursed Hashem and he cursed the king. And with that, they killed him. And Mamelet, his Nechasim were confiscated. The Medrash is, Vas Epis, he was killed. Why was he killed for? What did he do wrong? Obviously, he didn't do anything wrong here. It was a setup. Kiyidua, everyone knows, the Medrash says that Novus HaYisraeli had a beautiful voice. And when he went up to Eile Regel, or he refused to go up to Eile Regel, whatever the pshat is, but when it was time for Eile Regel, he refused to daven for the Yomid. He refused to use his talent for the Zvaydis Hashem. And for that, he deserves Misa. Means when the Bezdin Paskin, he was Mevorech es Hashem, when Bezdin Paskin, he cursed Hashem, obviously, it had to be a Kim Apsak, had to be an Emes Apsak. Even if it was false witness, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen. So how did it happen? Must be his chet was in a klala to Hashem. Where was that chet? Chazal teach for us his chet was because he refused to daven for the Yomid. He refused to be Mahana. Mimeshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his talents. Memeila, he was a Mevarches Hashem. He cursed Hashem. And for that, he deserves to be killed. What you see from the Medrash is a person's mechuyav to use his talents for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the pasuk says, b'chol ma'idecha, it means b'chol ma'id shecha, what you excel in your talent. If a person is capable, he's geshikt, maybe he's medically inclined, he's an atzala member, whatever it is. If he has a talent, he should use it for avodas Hashem. B'chol ma'idecha, b'chol ma'id shecha. That's what Chavis HaVava says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative to a person, he has to be oivid Hashem with that atava. If a person is blessed with money, so then he's supposed to use it. We're all blessed on different levels. But we should use that in order to be mative, to have our karas ha-tayiv back, and to have avodas Hashem. So we give tzedakah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, that we taka follow through, and we have that karas ha-tayiv, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now give even more hatava to us, more wealth. Because we have a tova, we have a curse, a toif to that tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And Mamele, it's a galgal achayz, it's a cycle that is more wealth, more tzedakah, more wealth, more tzedakah. And that's why I said, b'shreel shetesaser, if your kavani is to be able to give more maisa, you will taka b'zecha to wealth. Because the kavani is that one mitzvah, taka's gerets another mitzvah, but bedafkin as ha'ifin of hatova with our curse, a toif in the form of avodas Hashem. But I think there's a lot more to the Inyan. We're going to have to develop this. Ki Yidua, the Gemara says in Tainis, it's Kapaskin in Ramah. Mitzvah, you're going to be learning it in Reish Mem Zayin Sif Dalud. Asur l'nasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I'll make you a deal, I'll do this mitzvah and you do this. There are no deals. We're his avodim, we have to keep his mitzvahs, we like it, we don't like it. It's not on our territory, it's not on our terms, it's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's terms. We are his avodim, and he's our melech. Also, l'nasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with one exception, ki im bedova zeh shenema uvechununino bezois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to test him in one area alone, and that is in Hilchus Maisa. That's the only area of the right to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a deal, I'll do this, and you make me wealthy. And what's the reason why we're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this area? Pshutai, the Shach says, is because it means that it's a guarantee that it's going to come through. In other areas, you're now allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu might not feel that he wants to be mative to you if you're going to put on tefillin. But if you give tzedakah, it's guaranteed you will become wealthy. B'chanuni no b'zais. You could test me on this area. Because Vada Yava, it will certainly happen. But why? Why is tzedakah different in all other mitzvahs? All of the mitzvahs of Adat to Gevavda Kuschus to do mitzvahs, to be native, to be machased and mabriyas. We have so many forms of chesed, so many forms, so many mitzvahs we could do. Avada, every mitzvah is chashiv. But what's up is those mitzvahs, we can't make the deal. It's because Vaisois, HaKadosh Baruch has his own cheshbonis. Maybe you have a chet. He has his own cheshbonis. Why the chet could be goyim? Yitaka put on film beautiful, but that's not enough if you become wealthy. Maybe he did a different chet. He has his own cheshbonis. So why by tzedakah, if a person gives tzedakah, he's going to guarantee to become wealthy. Maybe he's a mechalel Shabbos b'fehesya. What's that? He does so many gefelach averis. Maybe he's a retzeach. What's that? He's guaranteed to become successful because he gives tzedakah. But chununina bezais, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't make any other cheshbonis. You give tzedakah properly, as if it's stated in halacha, but chununina bezais, I guarantee you will become successful. What's that? Pesukei Teshuva brings down another interesting halacha. This din of chununina bezais is limited to wealth. If a person says, okay, I'll make a deal, Rabbi Shalom, I'll give beautiful forms of tzedakah, just, I want to have a bet. I want to have a boy. Nope, no deal. I want my kid to be successful in yeshiva. No deal. I want my daughter to find a shidduch. No deal. The only area the allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if to give tzedakah in order to become wealthy. For any other payback, no, there's an issa. And now let's test Hashem. The only guarantee is to become wealthy. Vos epis, if there's such an Indian of tzedakah, that tzedakah is l'mayla min acheshbon, that we don't reckon with the person's averis, then l'chari, let's use this wild card for other toivis. Vos epis, we only have this wild card in order to become wealthy. What's the connection between tzedakah and wealth? And that's a guaranteed, no problem, that sure, we're going to become wealthy, and we can't make any cheshbonis, chatoim are not reckoned with. Vos epis. So there's an amazing pshat from the Shai Yoshin. Shai Yoshin is Agdama. So the pshat gives a mashal. It says, you have a melech who hires somebody to take care of a granary, a certain province. He hires the person, you know what, do me a favor, make sure that that city, that town, is taken care of, provided for, make sure everyone in town has his food that he needs. And he appoints him over that granary. The person starts skimming the top, patting his pockets, and the food doesn't end up where it's supposed to be. Or he's a batlin, he's not keshikt, he's not getting to all the people, people are starving, he's not getting there. Even if he's an emissary, erlich person, but he's just not talented. He's not capable of running this granary. He could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. One of the lamed vav tzaddikim, he's going to be fired. There's no cheshbonis here. I need the people to have food. I don't bring in tzidkis here. The bottom line is, I pointed you on top of this granary, so you should be able to provide and make sure that everyone has food. If you don't do your job, you're fired. Leidegisa. This guy is very tichtig. And he makes sure that everyone gets what they need. He's very mamish on top of it. But mesiris nefesh, everyone is provided for the way they're supposed to. No one steals from the granary. He doesn't help himself more than he has to. Everything is mamish with a cheshbon. He says, the metzias is, the person could be such a bovan. The person could be mamish eretzeach, menuvul shebin mevalim. But he's doing his job properly. If he could run that granary so geschickt in the town, he's now going to be upgraded to run a granary in a city. V'chein, if he proves himself in this tafkid, he's going to keep on growing, and that's it, to the next level, the next level, the next level. Be promoted all the way to the top, until finally he could run the whole country. He could be the Mishnah Lamelech. The Melech might not marry, and might not mishadach his child to this manager, because he's a manuvel. But the bottom line is, he knows what he's doing, and he's doing it good. He's doing it well. If I need someone to perform, that person is performing. Zok Tashari Yosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is native to Klai Yisrael. He gives toivis to Klai Yisrael. All the brachas that we have in the Torah are what we call brachas klalis. They're klalis for the Am Hanifcha, the Am Yisrael. But on an individual basis, lav dafka. Klai Yisrael could be zeichet to wealth, but lav dafka, that means every individual will have the wealth. As long as Klai Yisrael has the wealth to support themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbonis on a yochid, on an individual basis, how he wants to make sure that the wealth gets to where it has to go. The bracha of wealth was given to Klai Yisrael, not to the yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wealth to individuals, if he's guaranteed, if he knows that those people will perform and spread that wealth to the people who need that wealth. If a person is in charge of his money and he runs it the way he's supposed to and gives tzedakah the way he's supposed to and it reaches the anim the way the money is supposed to, then he's doing his tafkid. He's fulfilling the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed him, the Melech Malkei HaMalachim. The Melech will be promoted. If he could run $100,000 well, probably he could run $200,000 well. Let's see. And then, if that goes well, probably he could run $400,000 well. Let's keep on testing the guy, how good he is in his pigdoinus on managing this money. And if he keeps on doing that, he's going to keep on being promoted. So we won't be mashadach with him. But that's not the point. The point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the money to go to the aniyim. So he has a good person to run this operation. Memeil, he'll be zeicha to more money and more money and more money. Because the tafkid that he needs to fulfill, the reason why he was zeicha in the money in the first place is to fulfill this tafkid. If he does it well, it's going to keep on going. Memeil is like the shayesh, we don't reckon with any averis the person has. It's a mitzias. If a person manages the money that he has properly and it reaches the destination of the aniyim properly, the memeila will be zeicha for a promotion. If a person slacks off, and if he slacks off on his money, on the managing, he could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, but never can say, look, I need to get someone else to run this granary. It's not working. I got to get someone else, because those aniyim are not getting what they're supposed to. They're not getting their full share. You're taking some for your chasana. You know, it's very nice that you have to make chasana, but why is your chasana $50,000 and that guy's chasana is $10,000? It's not a fair basis. So we got to take a little away from you and give it to somebody else who knows how to be native to the aniyim and make sure that their chasanas are up to par like your chasanas. It's not working. But if a person carries through with it, then in a chanam, you'll be zeicha for that promotion. That's why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I said, b'shoshan tzatzik, you'll be zeicha b'chanuni no b'zeis. You do this, it's going to happen no matter what. It will happen. You will be zeicha to Aisha. You can't test me for any other thing. But for Aisha, you could test me, Zakta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you'll zeicha have it. I don't know the Cheshbonis or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why they're wealthy. They could be wealthy for other reasons. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that's enough for their Chelek HaTzedakah. What they need that money for, maybe it was to go to those causes. Even Al Pi Halacha, it's not considered Hilchos Tzedakah, but maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be native in a Brius as well, and that's how he wants that Tava to happen. So for them, that's who they're giving that Tava to. Maybe we go a little further, we might be able to get a better understanding of it. It's a yisayid gadol. It's a frightening yisayid. We have an achrayus, but it's a yisayid gadol. Just want to develop it and take it to the next step. Recently, we learned in the by Vidi Maisris in the end of Dvarim Perchavav. The pasuk says, "Ashkifu m'ma'in kachacha." By Vidi Maisris, at the end, 3 years we go. We go to the Beis HaMikdash, we make a cheshbon, we bring out all the maises that we might have fallen short on giving out over the years, we catch up to date, and we have a vidi maises. I did everything I had to do. And after he does that, I did everything I was supposed to do. Lo chalti b'oini, I did everything proper. He asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashkifa m'moin kachacha, v'varech es amcha es Yisrael, v'so ha'adom ha'shen nasat olonu. Hashkifa m'moin kachacha. We're talking to our college broker. Hashkifa m'moin kachacha. Look out from your ma'oin, your holy ma'oin, m'moin kachacha. Uvarech es amcha, and bless your nation. Es Yisrael. Who's your nation, Yisrael? V'eso adama asher nasata lanu, and also the land that you gave us. Many diktukim in this pasuk. First of all, v'asap is the ma'oin. For all those who don't know, there are 7 rikiyas in Shemayim. And the Ma'in happens to be the 5th rikiyah. L'Belamayla, it's the 5th one. Punkt, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Hashkifim Ma'in. That's the rikiyah we're looking for, that he should come out and Mevarech Hazam Chayisrael. What's that? It's punkt from the Ma'in. Also, the double lashon, Mevarech Hazam Chayisrael, V'esha Adom HaShem Nesat Olonu, L'Chayr, if we're asking for wealth, we're asking for the bracha, that our crops should be successful. So just Varches Adama Shenazato Lanu Mamelu, that will be the bracha to Israel. We're asking for two separate brachas. Chutz from the bracha that we should be prosperous, we're also asking for a bracha to Israel. So what is that second bracha then? And the wording also, it sounds like we're talking about two different sets of people. Varches Israel Ves Adama Shenazato Lanu. So we're not Israel. So who are we? So be Varches Amcha Lanu. No, Varches Amcha is Israel. Ves Adama Shenazato Lanu, the Adama that you gave us. So who's the us and who's the Israel? And many diukim in this pasuk, there's three basic diukim. We're going to have to flesh it out, but you'll see. It's a Yisayid Gadol, what this pasuk is trying to tell us. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Kuf Lam Gimel, Katal Chermoin, like the dew that reaches the mountaintop of Chermoin, Sheyoyed al Harer Tzion, that goes down and trickles down to Harer Tzion, to the mountain range of Tzion. Kisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha, because there is where Hashem commanded the bracha to end up. Chaim ad ha'olam. It should be Chaim forever, everlasting Chaim. The dew reaches Tar Chermoin, it travels down Al Har Etzion. Kisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha. Zak the Malbim. Yisayid Gadol. Pa'amim Tagia Shefa. There are times of Kadosh Baruch Hu when He sends the Shefa Alamuchin La. It will come through a medium. It will not go direct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the bracha to reach Har Etzion. He wants Har Etzion to be irrigated, that there should be rain on Har Etzion. But instead of sending the rain directly to Har Etzion, He'll send it on the top of Chermoin, knowing good and well that the water will trickle down to Har Etzion. Chermoin is not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the bracha to end up. But He doesn't mind it to be a medium. He wants it because He knows it'll end up in Har Etzion. Kisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha. The Seder Psukim over there is talking about the status. He says, L'moshul, the status of Yisachar and Zvulun. Can you do what Yisachar and Zvulun had a pact, a shutfis? Yisachar was learning Torah, and Zvulun went out to do business. And there was a pact that whatever Zvulun makes, he'll share 50-50 with Yisachar. Yisachar could learn Torah and Zvulun goes out. And there's a partnership. The bracha that Hashem wanted, Kisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha, was to Yisachar, not to Zvulun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yisachar to be supported. He wanted it to be Kailu Yungalite, B'nei Torah. An Am Yisrael needs to have an Am HaTorah. That's where Kisham Tziva Es HaBracha. But he knew that Zvulun is an Ish Neman, a Shevet Neman. They made this deal with Yisachar. So he knew that that's where the bracha would end up. Yisachar, he doesn't mind giving it to Zvulun. Zvulun could be the conduit as long as the bracha reaches its goal to Yisachar. It's only, Rabbi said, because Zvulun undertook and was makabel to support Yisachar that he was zeichet to be the conduit of such wealth. Had he not been makabel to support Yisachar, and Hashem would have said, I don't need you, Zvulun. I have somebody else. I'll send it directly to Yisachar. I'll find someone else who's willing to support Yisachar. And you won't be wealthy. Zvulun became wealthy only because he was makabel to support Yisachar. Because the bracha of wealth was meant for Yisachar. Ki sham tziva Hashem es HaBracha, chayim ad olam. We could be zeichah, if we're makabel to give anim, tzedakah, properly, then we could be the conduit of the bracha that's deserving to those anim. That bracha, that shefa, that they deserve, instead of going directly to them, will go through us, because we'll undertake to provide for them properly. If you look in the Torah, you'll see that every shevet, by Birchas Moshe, every shevet has a bracha. Reuven, every shevet has a bracha. Yet when it comes to the bracha of Yisachar and Zvulun, he puts the two brachas together. Smach Zvulun b'tzeisach v'Yisachar b'yalecha. It's one bracha. Smach, you should have simcha. Zvulun b'tzeisach v'Yisachar b'yalecha. Why is it one bracha? Let Zvulun have his own bracha, and Yisachar has his own bracha. Was that this point they have one bracha? They share the same bracha? Teretz says, yes, because it is only one bracha. Because it's the bracha for Yisachar. Kisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha. The only reason why Zvulun has a shaychus to it, because he was makabel to provide for Yisachar. Memela, he'll benefit a side benefit and get that very same bracha that's destined for Yisachar will travel through Zvulun. Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to learn as a Yisoid, Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to learn in Hilchos Tzedakah that a person has an obligation to give tzedakah more to the people who are closer to him. The marshal, if you have an ani in Pesach, and you have an ani in a different city, and you live in Pesach, you have a responsibility and a chiv to give to that ani in Pesach before you give to another ani. There are Seyda HaKedimis, if it's a relative over a non-relative, in relatives, how close of a relative, even in proximity of location. Well, does he live in my shchuna or he just lives in Pesach but not mamish in my ear? He doesn't dive in mamish in my shul. It's not my kid's yeshiva. It's a moisir in town, beautiful, but it's not mamish my son's yeshiva. There are different levels of kedima in the form of tzedakah. Kipshutai, when you go through the halachas, you believe that the reason is because a person has a social obligation. And memela, that's mechayiv and uchas tzedakah, a greater chiv. If I have a greater chiv to look out for my family, so memela, I'll have a chiv to give to them before I give to people who are not my relatives. If I have a neighbor, so toiv shachin,
better to be native to a shachin who's toiv to them and then a achrakat. You have a chiv, a social responsibility to the people who are in your proximity to take care for them. But Rabbi Yisai, I think beneath
the surface, it's punk fakert. Mamish punk fakert. Works the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbin, how every person should be provided for. Maspil l'chol chai rotzin. L'mosh, let's say you have a relative, an ani ve'evyam, let's call him Reuven, who needs money. Kadosh Baruch Hu could send the money directly to Reuven. He has the ability to make sure that Reuven lands a job. And Reuven didn't have to be Allah Yitzlach. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavik Kol Asiv is a Menem Allah Yitzlach. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu has, quote unquote, a predicament. He has to provide for Reuven. How is he going to provide for Reuven? And he has a cheshbin why he doesn't want to provide for Reuven directly, to be mechap, alavei, noisav, whatever the cheshbin is. He has to figure out, how am I going to get the money to Reuven? Kapshuta, you don't have to be a racket scientist. If Reuven lives in Passaic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make someone in South Africa rich, so Reuven should be wealthy, that Reuven should be provided for. Because the chances are that that wealthy gevir in South Africa is going to get the money to Reuven as a one in a billion. Doesn't make sense. That's nisim v'neflois. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, Mesaviv Kol Hasibus, he makes sure that to give the money around Reuven, very close to Reuven. Reuven's brother, Reuven's uncle. He'll make sure to give it very nearby, Reuven's neighbor, so that there's a very high chance, a likelihood, that Reuven's going to get the money that he needs. It works the other way around. The reason why we have a chiv, a greater chiv, to give to our neighbors or our relatives is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Messiah Kol Hasiv, has made that our chiv. He made it that he knows that it has to go to that person. So he figured that, well, that's the easiest way to get it to him. That's the most probable way to get it to him. So he gave it to the Kroivim and to the Shechinim. It's all not our money, it's Reuven's money. The goal is Kisham Tziv Hashem as a bracha. He wants the money there. And to get it there, he has to be Mesavik Kol Hasibus and give the money to all of us, Shechinim and Kroivim, that he should be able to get it. And what's gevaldik is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an unashir money. There's no limit to his money. If I would want to get Reuven money, I'm not going to waste and give $1 million to Shimon that Reuven should get his 100,000. I can't afford to do that. So I'll make sure that Reuven gets his 100,000 direct. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no gvul on money. He has no problem with money. He doesn't mind giving Reuven's neighbor, doesn't mind giving Shimon $1 million as long as that 10% will end up by Shimon. Now, Marshall, if you have a farmer who has a limited resources, a limited amount of water, he has to be very exact where he spritzes that water, how he irrigates his fields. If he wastes the water, he won't have enough. But whereas, if a person has undershear water, no problem. He could geese and geese. He could set up a sprinkler system, some over doubles, triples the same spot of water. Who cares? I have endless amount of water. When we irrigate, we have sprinkler systems on our gardens. We don't care because water is pretty cheap. So that bladed grass will be overwatered. Big deal. We have enough water to go around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much enough water, so much enough money to go around. He has no problem if all you give away is 10%. That's fine with him. Either other 90% is wasted on you, not a problem. He is happy with that. He needs to get 10% to Reuven. He'll give you 10 times that amount as long as you're going to make sure to provide for that Reuven. Kisham tziva Hashem es habracha. Getting back to our kasha, what's hashkifa m'mayin kachaka, what's pshat in the pasuk? Well, let's understand, what is the ma'ayin? What was the function of the ma'ayin? That rikiya the ma'ayin. What was the serve? What did it serve? What was the purpose of the ma'ayin? The Gemara in Chagiga says, David Beis, that the purpose of the ma'ayin was shaboy kitay shom malachei asharis. In the ma'ayin were kitim of malachei asharis, groups of malachim. Sha'imre shira balayla, that they say shira at night. V'chashreis b'yayim, but during the day they're quiet. Why did the malachim stop saying shir b'yayim? What could be more important than shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When they kvoid in Shal Yisrael, because of the covet of Yisrael, during the day they stop saying shir because of the covet of Yisrael. Sh'nem ha'yayim ha'mitzav ha'shem chastoi uv'alayla shir ha'ami. At night is shir, but by the day is yitzav ha'shem chastoi. What's the yitzav ha'shem chastoi? Zakarashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yitzav al-Malachim. He tells the Malachim, he commands them to keep quiet. Lishtoi, keep quiet. You're staring me, Kevayachol. Why? Could they lasit chesed letrichim chesed? Because right now, I have a job to perform. Right now is the Yoyim. I have to do chesed with those who are tzrichim chesed. The Ma'ayin is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dishes out chesed. That is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses, Kevayachol, on chesed. And therefore the Malachim stopped saying Shir, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayachol could concentrate, undistracted, on saying, on doing Chesed. That is the Tafkad of the Ma'ayin. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Samaches, Avi Yisoyimim V'dayan Amonis Elokim B'Ma'ayin Kachoya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Ma'ayin is a Avi Yisoyimim V'dayan Amonis. Why punkt in the Ma'ayin weiter? What is a Yosem? What is an Ammona? They're the person who are the most Nitzrochim of Chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, from his Ma'ayin, that's where he focuses on giving Chesed, on doing Chesed. That is the Tafkid of the Ma'ayin. Agav, as Allah should we say, Shasimcha b'Ma'ayinai, what's a Simcha b'Ma'ayinai? What's a Bespunk b'Ma'ayin? It's Kiyadua, the Rambam says in Megillah, Ein sham simcha gedoylo mufara. There's no greater simcha. There's no more beautiful simcha. Ela l'sameach leiv aniim v'yisaimim v'amonais v'geirim. And he talks about the Indian in the Hilchos Megillah giving matanis l'avyoinim. People are marbin their Sudas Purim, and he says it's a shtus. You should be marbin matanis avyoinim. Sudas Purim is a nice mitzvah, but ein l'cha simcha gedoylo mufara than giving tzedakah m'sameach leiv aniim v'yisaimim. That is simcha. Hasimcha b'moyne, because the moyne is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chesed l'tzrichim chesed. Ein l'cha simcha g'dayla mizeh, memeila the simcha is meyuchas to the moyne. That is the moyne. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hashkifu m'moyne kachaka, look out from the moyne. That's the place that you devote to give chesed. That's the place that you devote to do chesed. What's up is now? So Pasuk right before it says, when by Vidi Maises, Lo'echalti Bo'ini Mimeno, I did not eat from these Maises Bo'ini. Chazal Dash and Bo'ini is through Aninis. That's a drush. It's a drush. It's a drush of Chazal. What's Pshutei Shom Mikra? Rashbam says, Oini is Meloshen, Oin is Meloshen Momin. Lo'echalti Bo'ini Mimeno, I did not eat Bo'ini, as if to say, as if it was my money. When I earned my income, I didn't reckon, oh, I'm giving Maisa from my money. It's not my money that I'm giving Maisa. It's the Anim's money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made it to me because Kisham Tziva Hashem Ezeh Bracha, he counted on me that I will give that 10% where it deserves to be going. Kisham Tziva Hashem Ezeh Bracha. Lo echalti b'ayinu mimena, I did not hold on to this money as if it's my money. I realize, I appreciated that the money is destined to those aniyim, and I dealt with it as such. with that sensitivity that it's really the Anim's money. I was mafish the money. It's their money. Gizint, I have it. It's not my money. That, memeilo lochalti b'mini menu. Once a person has that akara lechalti b'ini mimeno, I gave my chumas, I gave my maisa, maisa rishon, maisa sheni, maisa oni, and I realized I came to the akara lechalti b'ini mimeno. I realized that it's not mine. It's really the enem's. That's kisham tziv Hashem as abracha. I can now make that bakasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom. I did what I was supposed to do. I was that neman, that pocket neman on that oitza. Do me a taiva. Hashkifa m'moin kachacha. Look out from the moin where you want to do chesed. Uvarech es amches Yisrael, not me. Uvarech es amches Yisrael, take care of your aniyim. Take care of your nation. Take care of Yisrael. Uvarech es amcha. Keep that shefa going to those aniyim. Abatumi atayva, when you're doing that, send it my way. Ves ha'adam asher nasat alono. Send it my way. Be mevarech my land. Today, that it will be over because I'm Christ Israel. Because I am, yes, your Ish Nemon, to make sure that the tzedakah, that wealth will end up where it belongs. Over because I'm Christ Israel, it's Adam Hashem Nasat Alonu. It's over because I'm Christ Israel, and Mimela is Adam Hashem Nasat Alonu. Today, over because I'm Christ Israel. We're not the Am Christ Israel. The Chashuvim and the Kodesh Baruch are the Aniyim. They are the Nitrachim, Kisham Tziv Hashem as Abracha. But send it as Adam Hashem Nasat Alonu, so we could Mimela benefit from that wealth as well. That money that we are, Baruch Hashem, that we earn, and it's a Nisayim. But the word is that money is really theirs. Kisham Tziv Hashem as Abracha. We're only getting it Mimela because we are counted on to dole it out properly. There's an Orach Chaim HaKadosh who underscores this machshava. Teaches up in the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Im kesef talves ami es ha'ani imach." Im kesef talves ami, should lend money to your nation, to my nation, es ha'ani imach, to the poor person who's with you. Chazal say, "Om Rebbe Yishmol, kol im shebetoira." Every im in the Torah is conditional. You could do it, but you don't do it. If I may do it, I may not do it. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, chutz megimel. There are three exceptions to this rule, and one of them is the mekesef talvesam. It's not you don't have a choice. You have a chiv midaraisa. It's a mitzvah saseh midaraisa to lend money to an ani. Mitzvah samach vav. Mitzvah daraisa to lend money to an ani. Shtaltzuk the kasha. If it's a chiv and it's not by choice. So Taka, why did the Pasuk say im kesef? Pasuk says it's tam kesef, talvez ami. What's the im? If you lend money to an ani. If, what's the if? There's no if, you have no choice of that, you have a chiv. Many mefarshim are bothered by this kasha. Numerous terusim are given, but Erech Chaim HaKadosh is a nifla de kapshat. I'm going to quote off the words, ki yirbe kvoid adam bezav l'roiv. If a person sees that he has a riboy of wealth, he has a ribuy of gold, l'roiv, v'yitzreis of meleim, and his warehouses are full. Hain atik, unbelievable wealth. L'loi tzarech boy. And he has no need for it. Now, who doesn't have need for wealth? That is, right now, in day-to-day expenses, he has enough to get by. He doesn't need $3 million in his bank account. He can get by with just his regular income supporting himself. He's saving it for a rainy day, his kids' rainy day, his anuncle's rainy day. He has no use out of it. From a day-to-day basis, he does not need that money. And he has a kasha. Yishal ha'odam. A person is now going to be bothered. If a person thinks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me more money than I need on a day-to-day basis? Why does he have this wealth for? He has no need for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasted the money on him? What was the point? For this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us in this pasuk, the purpose, the sibah for why I am wealthy is because of the aniyim. They're the cause of why I have extra money. And he says, "Yisoy dechiyech to adam." When a person does an aveira, ve'inu roya lekabel panasase bekovet me'akela kovet. If a person does an aveira, and for whatever cheshbonos Hashem has, he's not zoicha to get panasa direct mikela kovet. Hachelik hamegiyoi, his amount of money that he needs, his parnaso, is redirected, miskabet omokum acher, is redirected to somebody else, v'yisparnes derech acheyim, and he'll be mefarnes, he'll be supported through somebody else. Nabuch will have to come on to somebody else. But that's his chelek. That's what Hashem wanted all along to go to him, ki shom tziv Hashem es habracha. But he'll have to get a psichus of a bizui. He'll have a bizyonis that he has to go collecting. He has to come on to other people. He has to make a gviya for him. It's bizyonis. It is bizyonis. And he has it for whatever chatoim he did, agarokos mesavik kolasibis. But the money that he ultimately gets is his money, kisham tziv Hashem es habracha. But it's redirected to the nadvin, to the gviya, that he should be able to dole it out. So Dr. Chaim HaKadosh, that's pshat in the pasuk, im kesef. If a person finds himself with money, extra money, I have more money than I need for my monthly expenses. Why do I have money in my bank account for? Why? What was the purpose? If I need to be supported next month, Hashem will send me panasa next month. But why do I have a balance left over? I balance my check, but I see there's something left over. Why? In case if a person has extra money, you should know Tauva es ami es ha'oni imoch. You should know that that chelek ha'migiyacha is not yours. That extra money was never meant to go into your pocket, into your bank account. That was really the chelek ha'migiyah to your shachin, to your karev, to that oni who needs you, that oni who approaches you. That's why you have extra money. It's not even your money, it's his money. It just came your way, you were the conduit. In kesef, if you have extra money, tauva es ami hu es ha'oni imoch. The Ani who is with you. Just want to be Messiah. I said I would show you how really Tzedakah is and Oishik is one and the same. Well, let's think for a moment. The money that I have, if it's extra, or the mice that I'm giving for Tzedakah, wasn't my money to begin with. It wasn't meant for me. It was meant for the Ani. And the Kaddish Baruch Ki Shom Tziv Hashem Es Habracha. He just sent it my way. I'm the conduit. I'm that Ish Ne'eman. So it's really his money. And if I don't give him the money that he deserves, if I fall short on my obligations of tzedakah, or I fall short on the way to give tzedakah, how to give tzedakah, to whom to give tzedakah, what priorities to give tzedakah, then the wrong people are going to get the money. And the people who are supposed to get the money are not getting the chelek ha-migiyah, the chelek that they deserve. I'm going to be withholding money that they deserve. The amazing Medrash Tanchuma. I'm signing with this Medrash, the Medrash in Tanchuma, Pashas Bahar, Oyspeis. The Medrash says the following. Al tigzol dol kidalhu. Don't steal from an ani, a poor person. Why kidalhu? Because he's poor. Don't steal from a poor person because he's poor. All right, he needs a beer. Trying to pasik. Frak the medrash. Why in the world would you be stealing from a poor person? You should be stealing from a rich person, not from a poor person. A famous maisa, Israeli, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, I forgot who was Gadi, I remember what it was, as mafioso, when they caught him after he robbed his like 27th bank, they finally caught up to him, and he asked him, tell me, why did you decide to rob banks for? So he said, Pasha, that's where the money is. That's why I'm robbing banks. Why in the world would you rob a nani for? You should rob a wealthy person. Why are you robbing a nani for? He has no money. There's nothing to rob. In fact, the Medrash, does he have anything? He has nothing to rob. Vasep is you robbing from him. It's like the Medrash, a frightening Yisoid in the Pasuk Al Tigzol. If you malumid to support an ani, let's say every year you supported this ani, every month, every year you supported this ani, year in and year out. And one year you decided, you know what, enough. I had enough. There are other anim around there. Gunuk shayin, it's now time to support a different ani, or I need to support myself. What happens? Let him find a job. Why? Again, how long do I have to support that same ani for? It's like the Medrash, if you're malumid to support a certain ani and you stop supporting that ani, you're gzeila. It's a maisa gzeila. Al tigzo dal kidalhu. He has no one else to collect tzedakah from. He was relying on you. You're his means of support, or one of his means of support. That's who he was relying on. And if you stop supporting him, that's a maisa gzeila. Al tigzo dal kidalhu. He was relying on you. He has no other source of income. It's a maisa gzeila. It's oishek. Vaz ebiz, it's gzeila. Because hamesave kol asibiz. Let's just look. Let's go beneath the surface. Hashem wanted this ani to be supported. And he knows that you've been supporting him year in, year out. So you're like the first choice where to send the wealth. Because if I send it to you, for sure it's going to get there. Because it got there last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. So you're guaranteed, oh, you're perfect. How you could be that Har Chermoin and it could be Yered Har Eitzin. It could go down and get to Shem Tziv Hashem as a bracha. What happened was, all of a sudden you stopped supporting him emitting. Hey, you're now holding on to that bracha that's deserving for that ani. You're being oishik that ani. That ani deserves that money. The only reason why you got that money was because I counted on you to give him the money. And now if you stop, it's a maisa gzela. Al tigzol dol kidalhu. Chavetz Chaim brings it down in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in Klav Vav, in Oisir Aleph, in Agad. Chavetz Chaim brings it down, psaka halacha l'maisa. If a person has been supporting an ani, and all of a sudden he hears a shmu that that guy is a con artist, he's a faker, he's not an ani. And because of that you stop supporting him, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, it's a maisa gzeila, like it says in this medrash. Because you had no right to be makabel that Lashon Hara, or that Maitzi Shemra. Did you prove it? Did you ascertain that he's taka a con artist? Just because someone said, all of a sudden he's going to lose his chazaka of being an ani? No. Avadu l'mechesh miboy, you have to be mavar. But to the extent that just from hearsay you're going to stop giving him money, that you can't do. So the Chavetz Chaim, a person stops in the middle of supporting an ani he's been supporting, he's oivik zeila because of this medrash. Al tigzol dal kidalu. It's a maisa oishik. Because kisham tziv Hashem is a bracha. That money is not yours. That money is his. Hashem wanted to go to him. Hashem was relying on you that you're going to get to him. To be Messiah, we're learning Hilchos Tzedakah. It's a gavaldika thing. It's a gashmak alimid. Very gashmak alimid. And I can tell you, Rabbi Isai, I'm sure that every single one of us gives tzedakah kedubai. I am no shaila that everyone's giving their 10%, whatever they could afford to give. The purpose of learning Hilchos Tzedakah is not to increase the amount we give. It's to increase our appreciation of tzedakah, how we give tzedakah, to whom we give the tzedakah, the priorities, to give it to the better causes, better recipients for us, vis-a-vis our responsibilities, to elevate our maiseness in the tzedakah. And if we do that, then taka, we should be zeika to aseh b'shosha tesaseh. If we have that gisha, that focus, that yes, we want to give tzedakah, to be zeika to give even more tzedakah. We appreciate that honor. We feel for that honor. He's a human being just like us. He's on the other side of the door. He's walking around the Beis Medrash. It's a tzarech, whatever it is. He is a human being just like us. He's a yid just like us. Behind that form, there's a human being. And he needs that tzedakah. And the tzedakah that we have is really his. That money that we have is really his. And if we're zeicha, we have that focus, aseh b'shul shetesasa, we'll be zeicha to taka have that wealth, that memeledika wealth. We'll have that kisham tiva Hashem as a bracha, but yet, then we can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, ashkifu m'mein kachko v'aruch ha'zamka yisrael Yisrael, but as an aside, v'sa'adam ha'shem asat alonu, send it our way, because we're an ish neman. And for that, we could be b'chanuni no b'zois, and we should be zeicha taka aseh b'shul shetesasa, we should be zeicha that there should be a kiyum, that there should never be any more anim in Klal Yisrael, b'bi yitzkal tzedek b'mehirev yameinu.